And joining us is Mike Brown. He is a candidate on the Republican side for governor, also a 34-year law enforcement veteran, a former Marine, and is currently captain with the Michigan State Police. Mike, thanks for joining us today.
That's great to be here, Kevin, with all your listeners.
Yes, indeed. Now, for those of our listeners who aren't familiar with your background, of course, I mentioned you're a captain with the Michigan State Police, but let's talk a little bit more. Give us a little background on yourself, Mike.
Well, I grew up in Kent County, by Grand Rapids. I'm a country boy at heart, grew up milking cows, picking apples, hunting and fishing. That's what I love to do in my spare time. There, I went in the Marine Corps at age 18. I had a great time in the Marine Corps serving in the infantry, and after that, got into law enforcement, was privileged enough to get in the state police, and some great jobs in narcotics, on the road, leadership positions. So that's been a great career. Married with three children.
Nice.
So just love all the state of Michigan. I love everything about Michigan. Lived here my whole life.
Indeed. Well, you know what? We're going to talk about, you mentioned at the top of that, about a real outdoor enthusiast. And a lot of your platform is built on the love of the outdoors. Some of the things you find important to sportsmen's groups out there.
I think it's very important. Michigan has great natural resources from hunting, camping, fishing, the lakes, the Great Lakes. So it's just an awesome state if you love that, whether you're snowmobiler going up north. So one of the crucial things I'm going to be working on is making sure our Natural Resources Commission represents all individuals that love hunting and fishing, and we have effective management across the state.
Yeah. Now, you are for the Second Amendment, and you are against the deer baiting ban.
That's correct.
Yeah,
I'm on record that I will sign constitutional carry. You know, we're not putting a price on our Second Amendment rights and self-defense in the state of Michigan when I'm governor. And the deer baiting ban, there's a lot of ways to deer hunt. I'll never pit outdoor groups against each other.
Sure.
I'm not for the deer baiting ban. I don't think it's effective. I hunt a lot, and we're trying to limit contact between wild animals. It doesn't happen. So that's ineffective.
All right. And outside of, the outdoors and hunting, there are some other things that you want to do, including lowering the state income tax.
That's very crucial for the economic impact in the state of Michigan. I know there's some bills out there right now that want to lower it below 4. My objective is to have the state income tax down by 3.25%. Which is comparable to our neighbor in the state of Indiana. So I think that's really going to stimulate economic growth and really put more money back into people's pockets. Yeah. That's what I'm about.
That's right. Always important. Then in terms of education, I like this. You're in favor of a trade school advisor for every high school.
We 100% need that in the state of Michigan. I love working with my hands. I've been doing different trades my whole life, just on a private capacity. All my great friends are in the trades. Great livelihoods for individuals in Michigan. But we need a qualified and certified trade school advisor for every high school in Michigan. Granted, we'll have some smaller high schools where the intermediate school district may have to handle that. But we have great opportunities for a lot of students in the state to have great careers in the trades.
Indeed. And then on the law enforcement side, you've been one of the leaders in the fight against the opioid crisis.
I've dedicated my whole life to keeping people safe in Michigan, whether it's violent crime or importation of narcotics. I ran a narcotics team for close to 5 years, so I have firsthand experience in the damage of methamphetamine, the opioids and pills to our citizens. So I'm going to be a leader in that. I'm the top leader in law enforcement in this race with my real 34 years of experience in Michigan.
Excellent. Well, you know, they get the chance to see you, too. You're going to be at the M65 Bait Shop in Whittemore this Saturday from 11 to 4 doing a meet and greet. So, a good chance for you to meet a lot of folks here from Northeast Michigan.
No, I'm looking forward to that this Saturday, 11 to 4. M65 Bait Shop in Whittemore. If you want to learn more about me, too, you can go to Captain Mike from Michigan. That's my website, and also the Facebook, Captain Mike from Michigan. We'll have that advertised, that meet and greet all week up there. So I'm really looking forward to meeting a lot of citizens, talking about issues that are important to them. And I'm sure we'll talk a little bit of hunting and fishing, too.
Excellent. Mike Brown, Republican for governor. Mike, it's been a pleasure talking to you, my friend. And hopefully before the election, we get the chance to talk again.
Well, I'm certainly well. I'm looking forward to it. I have the right style of leadership to win this race for Michigan and bring some calm, level-headed leadership and respect for citizens back to the state of Michigan. So, Kevin, thank you very much.